This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the bridge method rebuilds working relationships after tension has created a genuine breakdown. A six-step framework for repairing trust when an apology alone won't do it. In short, a genuine workplace breakdown cannot be repaired with a quick apology and hope. Trust rebuilds through structure, not goodwill alone. The bridge method gives you a six-step path from damaged relationship to restored working trust. It works after the conflict, not during it. The repair conversation has its own rules. Every step matters. Skip one, and the whole structure weakens. Definition: the bridge method is a six-step relationship repair framework used after workplace tension has created a genuine breakdown. It guides two people through apology, reaffirmation, root cause identification, new expectations, agreed commitment, and scheduled follow-up to rebuild functional trust. I have watched a lot of people try to repair a broken working relationship with a mumbled apology in the corridor and the quiet hope that time would do the rest. It almost never works. The tension goes underground. People become polite in meetings and poisonous in private. The relationship survives in name only, and eventually the whole team pays the price. This is the situation the bridge method was built for. Not the fresh disagreement you can resolve today, but the damaged relationship where the normal dynamic has already broken down. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce the bridge method in Chapter 9 as a structured path back to trust, six steps that give both people a framework when pressure and history have stripped everything else away. You can read the full context at Say It Right Every Time. What follows is a complete method shown in use, alongside the tools you need to decide when to reach for it and how to avoid the mistakes that undermine it. Why unresolved tension demands more than good intentions. Here is something I learned the hard way across decades of working with teams. Goodwill alone does not repair a damaged relationship. It helps, yes, but without a structure for the conversation, most repair attempts either stay on the surface or reopen the wound. The reason is simple. When a breakdown has occurred, both people carry defensiveness into any conversation about it. Without a clear sequence to follow, the discussion drifts back toward blame. Someone says something that lands wrong, the other person shuts down. You end the conversation worse off than when you started. A structured approach does something different. It tells your nervous system that there is a path through this. It keeps the conversation moving forward when emotion tries to pull it sideways. As I write and Say It Right Every Time, a repaired relationship is often stronger than one that was never tested. But that repair does not happen by accident. It requires a method. If you are managing a live conflict rather than a post-conflict breakdown, the deal method addresses active disputes with its own four-step process. Bridge comes after it is the rebuilding work, not the firefighting. The bridge method. All six steps in full. This is the framework as I outline it in Chapter 9 of Say It Right Every Time. Each step has a specific job. None of them are optional. Step 1. B. Begin with an apology. What it is. A genuine, specific apology for your part in the breakdown. What it is designed for. To disarm defensiveness before the repair conversation begins. A real apology signals that you are not coming to this conversation to win. How it works. Number 1. Name what you did, specifically. Not I'm sorry if you were upset, but I'm sorry I spoke over you in that meeting. Number 2. Acknowledge the impact. I can see that undermined your credibility in front of the team. Number 3. Do not explain, justify, or add a but. The apology stands alone. When to use it? Always. Every bridge conversation begins here, regardless of how much blame you believe belongs to the other person. When not to use it this way? If you have nothing genuine to apologize for, do not manufacture one. A hollow apology does more damage than none. If that is the case, begin with a reaffirmation of the relationship instead and move into step 3 carefully. Example: I want to start by apologizing for how I handled the handover last month. I gave you incomplete information, and that put you in a very difficult position with the client. That was my failure, and I'm sorry for it. Eamon's note: most people either skip the apology entirely or deliver a non-apology. The non-apology sounds like this. I'm sorry you felt that way. That is not an apology. That is a statement that the other person has a feeling problem. Say what you actually did. Own it. Then stop talking. Step 2. R. Reaffirm the relationship. What it is. A direct statement that the working relationship matters to you and that you want to repair it. what it is designed for, to separate the person from the problem. Before you examine what went wrong, you establish that the person in front of you is valued. How it works. Number one, state the value of the relationship plainly. You are someone I respect and want to work well with. Number two, name what you hope to achieve from this conversation. My goal today is not to relitigate what happened. It is to find a way forward. Number three, invite them in. I am hoping you are willing to work on this with me. When to use it? Every time. This step is often the one that changes the other person's posture. They came in braced for attack. This tells them the conversation is something else. When not to use it? If you genuinely do not value the relationship, do not pretend otherwise. In that case, you may need a professional reset conversation rather than a relationship repair. Example. I want you to know that I value working with you. We have done good work together, and I don't want this to be the thing that defines our professional relationship. I'd like us to get back to a good place. Eamon's note. I have seen this single step transform a conversation. The other person's shoulders drop. Their jaw unclenches. They were expecting combat, and you have just told them it is not a fight. If you want guidance on how to start a difficult conversation before you reach the bridge framework, that is a useful foundation to build on. Step 3. Identify the breakdown. What it is. A clear, neutral examination of what actually went wrong. What it is designed for. To move from feelings about the breakdown to fact about it. You cannot repair something you have not accurately diagnosed. How it works. Number 1. Offer your honest read of what broke down. Use a neutral problem statement, not an accusation. Here is what I think happened rather than here is what you did. Number 2. Invite their perspective with genuine curiosity. I may be missing part of this. What do you see? Number 3. Listen without interrupting. This is not the time to correct them. Number 4. Find the shared diagnosis. Where do your two accounts agree? Start there. When to use it? After the first two steps have created enough safety for honest conversation, when not to use it? If either person is still in a highly emotional state, this step will collapse into argument. Take a break and return. Trying to identify a breakdown with someone who is still inside the fire will only add fuel. Example. My read is that we ended up working at cross purposes because neither of us was clear on who had final decision rights on that project. I kept waiting for sign off. You thought I was already moving. Is that close to how you saw it? Eamon's note. The biggest error people make at this step is arriving with a verdict instead of a question. You are a journalist here, not a judge. Ask. Listen. Let the real breakdown emerge from the conversation, not from your prepared script. For related guidance on surfacing what is actually happening beneath a conflict, handling conflict during meetings addresses the real-time version of this challenge. Step 4. D. Discuss new expectations. What it is. A forward-looking conversation about how you will work together differently. What it is designed for. To replace the unspoken assumptions that caused the breakdown with clearly stated agreements. As I note and say it right every time, unspoken expectations are premeditated resentments. How it works. Number 1. Ask what they need from you going forward. Be specific. What would make a genuine difference for you? Number 2. Share what you need from them. Keep it behavioral, not personal. Number 3. Look for the overlap. Where do your needs align? Those are your new rules of engagement. Number 4. Write the agreements down, even informally. A verbal agreement alone is not enough. When to use it? One step 3 is produced a shared, honest account of what broke down. New expectations built on an inaccurate diagnosis will not hold. When not to use it? If one person is doing all the giving in this step, pause and name it. It feels like I'm the only one making changes here. Is there something you need from me that I'm not offering? Example. Going forward, what I need is to be brought in on scope changes before they are communicated to the client. What do you need from me? If you tell me you need a faster turnaround on approvals, I can commit to 24 hours on anything under a certain threshold. Eamon's note. This step is where most relationships actually get repaired, not in the apology. The apology clears the air. This step builds the new structure. Do not rush it. Poor feedback delivery is often at the root of workplace breakdowns. If that is relevant to your situation, how to deliver negative feedback positively addresses the upstream cause directly. And if feedback was the specific catalyst, how to use the bridge method to repair a relationship damaged by poorly delivered feedback gives you the precise application. Step 5. G. Gain agreement. What it is. A clear, confirmed commitment from both people to the new expectations. What it is designed for. to convert good intentions into real accountability. Without this step, the conversation feels resolved, but nothing actually changes.
How it works.
Number 1. Summarize the agreements you have just made. Read them back clearly. Number 2. Ask directly. Are you willing to commit to this?
Number 3. Wait for a genuine yes, not a polite one. If you sense hesitation, name it. You don't seem certain.
Is there something we haven't addressed yet?
Number 4.
If both people commit, acknowledge it.
Good. We have made an agreement. I want us both to hold to it.
When to use it?
Before the conversation ends.
This is non-negotiable.
When not to use it?
A solution imposed on one person is not an agreement. It is a temporary ceasefire. If one party is only nodding to end the conversation, call it directly.
Example. So to summarize,
I will loop you in before any scope discussions with a client. You will flag approval requests as urgent when you need a fast turnaround.
We both agree to raise concerns directly rather than around each other.
Are we agreed on all three?
Eamon's note. Say the agreements out loud. Name them one by one.
Are we agreed? Is a question worth asking plainly. I have watched relationships fall apart a second time simply because two people left a repair conversation with different memories of what they had actually agreed to.
Step 6. E. Establish a follow-up. What it is.
A scheduled check-in, set before you leave the conversation, to review how the new agreements are holding.
What it is designed for.
To signal that this repair conversation is the start of something, not the end of something.
Trust does not fully rebuild in one conversation.
It rebuilds through small, consistent actions over time.
How it works.
Number 1. Agree on a specific date and format.
Can we spend 15 minutes together in 2 weeks to check in on how this is working?
Number 2. Name what you will review.
I want to make sure the new process is working for both of us, and that we are not slipping back into old patterns.
Number 3. Keep it low pressure. This is a check-in, not a performance review.
When to use it?
Always. Without a follow-up, even the best repair conversation fades.
People revert under pressure.
When not to use it this way?
If the relationship is with a direct report, be careful that the follow-up does not feel like surveillance.
Frame it as mutual accountability, not monitoring.
Example.
Let's put 15 minutes in the calendar for 2 weeks from now. Not to rehash today, but just to check that the new approach is working and that nothing new has come up.
Eamon's note.
This step is the one most people skip, and it is the step that determines whether the repair lasts.
Set the meeting before you leave the room.
If you leave it to we'll catch up sometime, it will not happen.
To support longer-term trust rebuilding beyond the bridge conversation itself,
how to rebuild trust after unresolved tension has damaged our working relationship covers the sustained work that follows.
Choosing the right repair tool for the situation.
The bridge method is a repair framework, not a conflict resolution tool. Getting that distinction right matters.
Situation right tool.
Active conflict happening now. Issue unresolved deal method.
Conflict resolved, but relationship strained bridge method.
Feedback delivered badly.
Trust damaged bridge method.
Tension building, but no open conflict yet difficult conversation framework.
Meeting conflict in real time meeting conflict tools. Participant not heard. Trust eroding inclusion framework.
The short rule is this: use deal to resolve an issue. Use bridge to repair a relationship.
If you try to use bridge while a live dispute is still active, the framework will collapse because neither person is ready to move towards repair.
They are still in the fight.
Similarly, bridge requires some minimum of willingness from both parties.
If someone is not ready to engage, the early steps of the method, particularly step 2, can sometimes create that willingness.
But you cannot force it.
Know when to give someone more time before initiating a conversation. Where the method breaks down in practice. Even a strong framework fails when it is applied carelessly.
These are the errors I see most often.
The mistake. Delivering a non-apology in step 1.
Why it happens.
People are defensive and want to protect themselves.
What to do instead?
Write your apology down before the conversation.
Speak to the specific behavior and its impact.
Stop before the word but.
The mistake.
Skipping steps 2 and 3 and jumping straight to solutions.
Why it happens.
The discomfort of the emotional territory makes people want to get to the practical stuff quickly.
What to do instead?
Trust the sequence.
Steps 1 through 3 create the safety that makes step 4 actually work.
Solutions built on unresolved hurt do not hold.
The mistake.
Leaving step 5 fake. Yes, let's move forward.
Why it happens. Both people are relieved the hard conversation is over and want to close it. What to do instead? Name their agreements specifically and get a spoken yes to each one. The mistake. Skipping step 6 entirely. Why it happens. The conversation felt so complete that a follow-up seems unnecessary. What to do instead? Set the meeting before you leave the room. The follow-up is what converts a good conversation into a lasting repair. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building the muscle to use this under pressure. Here is the truth that reading about bridge will not help you in the moment when your pulse is elevated and your jaw is tight. The framework only works if you have practiced it enough that it feels familiar. In chapter 12 of Say It Right Every Time, I lay out a progression that moves from low-stakes conversations toward the most charged ones. The principle is simple. You do not start with your hardest relationship. You practice the steps in lower-pressure conversations first, building the muscle memory to reach for structure when everything in you wants to react. Start with a minor tension that has been sitting unresolved. Work through the 6 steps. Notice which ones feel clunky. That is the information you need. Most people find steps 1 and 3 hardest, the genuine apology and the honest diagnosis. Those are the ones to rehearse. After the conversation, ask yourself 3 questions. What landed well? What did I want to skip? What would I do differently? Small improvements, made consistently, compound into real change. You do not need a perfect repair conversation. You need a better one than last time. The relationship on the other side of this. A repaired relationship is often stronger than one that was never tested. I have believed that for 40 years, and I have watched it prove true more times than I can count. 2 people who have sat across from each other in a difficult conversation and found a way back to trust know something about each other that easy colleagues do not. The bridge method does not guarantee a perfect outcome. Nothing does. But it gives you a structure that works when improvising would only make things worse. It keeps the conversation moving forward when pressure pulls it sideways. And it creates the conditions, step by step, where something genuine can be rebuilt. For anyone who wants to go deeper into how this method fits within the full range of communication tools for tension, difficult conversations, and repair, Say It Right Every Time covers a complete framework, including the scripts, the decision guides, and the sequenced practice plan that builds the skill over time. The bridge method is your practical tool for the moment after the conflict, when the hard question is not what went wrong, but whether you are both willing to build something better. That willingness, backed by a clear method, is what turns a breakdown into a foundation. Frequently asked questions. What is the bridge method? The bridge method is a 6-step relationship repair framework used after workplace tension has caused a genuine breakdown. The steps are begin with an apology, reaffirm the relationship, identify the breakdown, discuss new expectations, gain agreement, and establish a follow-up. When should you use the bridge method at work? Use the bridge method when a conflict has already done real damage to a working relationship, not just created friction. It works best after an argument, a trust violation, or a period of prolonged tension where the normal working dynamic has broken down. How is the bridge method different from the deal method? The deal method resolves active conflicts by working through the issue itself. The bridge method repairs the relationship after the conflict. Think of deal as the firefighting tool and bridge as the rebuilding work that follows once the fire is out. What does each letter in bridge stand for? B is begin with an apology. R is reaffirm the relationship. I is identify the breakdown, D is discuss new expectations, G is gain agreement, and E is establish a follow-up. Each step builds on the previous one to create a structured path back to trust. Can the bridge method work if only one person wants to repair the relationship? The method works best when both people are willing to engage. However, a genuine apology and reaffirmation in the early steps can sometimes shift a reluctant colleague toward openness. You cannot force repair, but you can create the conditions where it becomes possible. How long does a bridge conversation typically take? Most bridge conversations take between 20 and 45 minutes when both people are prepared. The follow-up step, Step 6 happens is separate shorter conversation a week or two later. Rushing any step undermines the trust you are trying to rebuild. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.